Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, here we go. Hallelujah. It is Rant Line time. We'll take phone calls as well. Jump back and forth between the rants and the live phone calls. I look forward to hearing from you. 860-522-9842.
Hi, this is Bill in Bristol.
Yeah.
Who gave Hillary Clinton and the old white female, Liz and Nancy, who gave them the right to vote? Old white males. Who gave the blacks the right to vote? Old white males. Who signed the thing with Lyndon Baines Johnson? Old white males. Who gave the women the right to be teachers? Old white males. Now, the Kamala, she wants to make America great again. Jobs? They can't do any jobs. Remember Obama's shovel ready? They had one caulker in 6 years. They found one guy who was a caulker, and it didn't even last for a day. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, the I love the first half of that. I would have just gone with that if I was you. That's such good material to run through those different characters, and it's always the old white men who have provided the progress in our country. That's very interesting.
Yeah, I just want to talk about the hypocrisy going on with Kamala Harris and Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Of course they're going to attack each other during a primary. But it was okay, though, when President Trump attacked Marco Rubio's wife's looks right on TV, and now they're buddy-buddy. But that was all okay, right? And now it's okay. What a hypocrisy. What a joke.
Well, actually, they're very different, and a running mate is very different than just somebody you're attacking who's your opponent. When you choose that opponent to be your running mate, then you have to look at the nature of the attacks. And the fact that Kamala Harris went right to the heart of Joe Biden's credibility, essentially saying he was a fraudulent member of a past generation, which created much of the damage for the energized constituency of the Democrats. You know, the minorities, the poor, the AOC crowd who hate America and want to dismantle it. Joe Biden's problem for Kamala at that point was that he wasn't radical enough and he was a fraud. So that's different than just the usual hypocrisy, it seems to me. 860-522-9842, Justin Wallingford. Hi, Justin.
Hey, Todd. Long time no chat.
Yeah, nice to hear from you.
So with this pure stuff, I mean, the way to get to the bottom of that, to get the regulatory body right, is to get rid of it and replace it with something else, say a civilian panel that has a fiduciary responsibility, or the equivalent of a fiduciary responsibility, not to the regulators, but to the ratepayers.
I don't know much about this utility business, but
well,
given
they're
that there are
a lawful monopoly, they're given territory, And in exchange for being massively profitable most of the time, they have to wire up all those areas that would normally be not profitable to supply electricity to.
Yes, but I'm thinking about how do you innovate it. For example, why couldn't you just say to any town that wants to start its own utility that they can take the infrastructure that belongs to...
They have to buy all that infrastructure. They have to buy the lines, the poles, all the lights, all your street lights.
Yeah,
those are also owned by the...
But that would be... But the state could make the terms of the purchase and sale, I assume, and you could stretch that out over a period of time where it would be a no-brainer for the municipalities, couldn't you?
Well, you could, but, the town could just do that with a bond. I mean, a town could, or a group of towns. For example, Wallingford isn't the only town. They're part of a group of towns, but that includes, Northford. Others separately, South Norwalk. There are others that are on municipal systems.
So wouldn't that be a better way to deal with this, is to go small?
It is a good way, because you have the fact is that the municipals are nonprofits as well. So, your shareholders are essentially your residents.
The only thing is, we haven't looked at those. I don't know. Maybe you have, to see how they function. Are they paying
a
lot of extra people? But nonprofit doesn't mean well run. It doesn't mean services people. It doesn't mean any good things.
Wallingford is generally well run, but they've been part of a group like CMEC that actually runs the Spring Street Power Station and others. There was a big lawsuit a couple of years ago where the town really screwed up trying to switch between different municipal groups. So you can certainly do poor things, but in general they keep the rates down. Even if there are some things, maybe their power conditioning is a little worse, which means your voltage might fluctuate a little more. So,
but anyway, Justin, the point being, how do you innovate this and make a different system? Isn't that a better way to go?
If you want the towns to do it, the towns have either individually or as a group have to band together and do it. You don't have to wait for the state or anyone. It's a financial.
Somebody would have to give them the authority to take it away from
the
EverSource, wouldn't they?
I mean, if they don't respect your offer to buy, there are eminent domain powers that towns can use, as well as the state. So there's that. They might not necessarily have to wait for the state.
So that's what that would be good, and it also would be good, perhaps. Thank you, Justin, for the call, to let small companies start up, entrepreneurial power companies. 860-522-9842. There's a lot of ways to solve this, and it seems that the system that the state has given to the people is the worst one possible. That's delivered the highest electric rates, or close, in the country. That ain't good. That ain't good at all. We'll play some more rant line calls. We'll take some more phone calls in a moment. How did it get to be Friday? Hallelujah. Much better weekend to this than last. Rant line.
I'm a Korean American, and I have a lot of woke, middle-aged white males on my Facebook page friend list. And the other day I posted something about, have you ever noticed if you don't commit crimes, cops leave you alone? And this one person on my list said something essentially like, we get it, you're a redneck trapped in an Asian man's body. And I was like, dude, that's totally racist. You can't, you're saying I should have this way of thinking just because I'm Asian, and that because I'm not, I don't think like that I'm a redneck, which is fine. You can call me a redneck, but don't say that it's, because I'm thinking a certain way, I'm not Asian for some reason, or that it's just because I was Asian, I should think cops are bad, is what he was getting at. And he said, well, no, it's not racist because I'm saying you should have a better way of thinking, so it's not racist. It was just crazy. And it's just like, no, dude, if you say someone is who of a certain race should think a certain way, that's pure racist. That's pure racism, in my opinion.
Well, thank you for that. It's a good story, and good to get the perspective of somebody who is in the skin of someone who's viewed differently by some people. by, you know, the fact that you are of a different racial background, that gives you a unique perspective to how the compassionate crowd treats you. And that reveals a lot of discomfort, doesn't it? And you're right that it's wrong to require of people that they believe certain things based on the type of skin tone they have or the shape of whatever. You know, it's so disgusting that that's how trivial the left is. They want to claim the glory of the civil rights mantle, but the civil rights mantle is just being treated like not valuable jewels, but something you get out of the gumball machine. Because to me, that's not pure racism. What pure racism to me is somebody who's hateful, dripping with venom. Do you know, have you ever known someone who's racist? Anybody? Did you have a father, a grandfather, an uncle, someone in the family, somebody in the neighborhood? Did you ever know somebody who was racist? Racist people are disgusting and rare. I mean, it's been years and years and years since I've encountered one in person. And since I've been here at WTIC, I believe I've gotten one or two phone calls from people. I mean, there was a Rantline call last week, 2 weeks ago. And a couple of years ago, I got a phone call. But real racists, venomous, angry, hostile people who can't deal with the fact that there are visual differences between certain groups of people, they are rare and they are awful. They're disgusting. So I object to going along with the left's game of name calling over something so minor as what your friends did, but I hear you too. I mean, you want to call them out for being frauds, and they are frauds. But they're following the path of the country and the left and the media. 860-522-9842, another rant line call. Phone lines are open now if you want to jump in.
Yeah, this is Rob from New Hartford. In regards to that gentleman earlier, I use the term gentleman, you know, really loosely about the Republicans and what they stand for. Well, I'll tell you what they stand for. They stand for the national anthem, which Democrats, all they do is kneel, right?
Yeah, somebody called yesterday and said, what do Republicans stand for? And I threw it out to the audience and didn't get any takers on it, I don't think, because I don't know. Maybe it doesn't interest people. Maybe people don't know what Republicans stand for, because the parties have gotten pretty confusing regarding their beliefs. Or maybe it's so clear to you because you assume the public that the party believes what you believe, and that's what the party stands for. But that's a good question if anybody wants to respond to that. What exactly is it Republicans stand for? Hello, Mike. You're next.
Hey, how you doing? I just had
What's
some
up?
Information. I don't know if people realize that the way their electricity is priced out in Connecticut, it's all because of deregulation, mm-hmm. that our politicians sold a bill of goods and probably got paid off to do it.
They sure did, yeah.
Making more profitable. It wasn't working in California, so we figured let's jump in both feet in Connecticut and really show them how to screw it up. And when they bid prices to buy the generated electricity, the nukes want to use all their capacity because that's the most efficient for them. So they bid their price at 0 cents per kilowatt hour. So everything they produce will buy. And then at the highest price kilowatt that comes online is probably natural gas. And if that's 8 or 9 cents, or 7 cents, or whatever it is, then the nukes make the same money as the gas generator. That's how our system is designed right now. So there's no way.
So there is no low end energy.
No, there's no competition to be cheap because the nukes in Connecticut make more money per kilowatt hour than any other nukes in the United States, and they're crying broke and they want a rate increase so they don't leave the state of Connecticut. So I think that's a bit of a farce, too.
Well, it's not like you can pick up your nuclear power plant and take it elsewhere. Mike, thank you so much for the call. I don't believe.
Hey, Todd. Evan from Granby. So the rant line person who called before saying Harris crashed Biden in the debates, you know, for the Democrats, true. So did everybody on Trump's side. I mean, remember Lindsey Graham? Remember Mike Huckabee? And then they cozied up to him after. It's called politics. Let's not be intellectually dishonest. I also hate it, just like that other rant-like caller. I think it's stupid. But what is stupid is what politics is in general. Not either party, both parties, the whole system. I bet that you would have actually agreed with that now. Let me know.
Yeah, so I agree with your point in general, and think you're totally wrong about this, as I said a few minutes ago, because Joe Biden is not somebody who they can stand. The AOC crowd cannot stand Joe Biden. They hate old-time Democrats who did all the things that they now say should be illegal, should cause you to be banished from the party. He represents everything they say they hate. And that's different than usual political hypocrisy. So Donald Trump trashes one of his fellow Republicans, and then they work with him later. Yes, politics makes strange bedfellows. That's what that expression is about. But that's different from the venomous, hateful attack that Joe Biden was the recipient of at the hands of Kamala Harris a year and a half ago. That's my take on it anyway.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.